Thank you with Global Thinker Morris Missile. Albany 783 Triple F.
Well, it's a big happy birthday to Facebook. 20 years, Morris.
Quite incredible, isn't it? Good morning, everyone. Incredible. I mean, in some ways it seems like yesterday, and in some ways we wonder whether they were ever not here. But 20 years on Sunday since Mark Zuckerberg was sitting in his room in Harvard with a whole lot of other boys, because that's how it started, trying to figure out how they can get to know who's on campus and how they can get in contact with them and vice versa. And from that human desire of teenagers and young adults to find who is around and how they can meet up with them came this Facebook thing that we now all take for granted.
It's incredible. Now, Facebook's impact on the social media evolution has been incredible, hasn't it?
I think so. I mean, 20 years ago, social media just didn't exist for most people. It wasn't a conversation. When I was talking about it on stage into corporates, it was something that young, pimply people did, had no relevance. Remember, the internet was still in its infancy for most people. Web use was still in its infancy for most people. 20 years ago, people babbling on about where they were, and I don't know if you remember, but the quote that was often most used was, "I don't care where you're having coffee." That's how it was described in those days. Has now become ordinary, everyday, wonder how we can't live without it. And to put it in that context, 62.3% of the world's population, as of the end of last month, use some form of social media for an average of 2 hours and 23 minutes each.
Wow. Now tell us about Facebook's ad revenue and fan base.
Well, this is why it's important from many viewpoints. Facebook really has a big position in our lives, but we need to understand at its core, it is a business. The last quarter of last year, it made $11.5 billion, which was up $7.8 billion from the previous quarter. They're making a lot of money through all of their different brands and all their activities. This business has at its core the need for us to share information about ourselves with other people and then to remain open to contact from a whole lot of people that they think, through their algorithms, may be interesting to us.
Now, how big is Facebook in 2024 in comparison to the other social media sites?
Facebook is number one around the world. It's quite extraordinary. YouTube is number two. And it's significantly lower than Facebook in its members, still high, but lower. And WhatsApp is number three, Instagram is number four. The reason for saying that is Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram are all owned by Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook. So it, under three of its really big brands, has three out of the four positions in social media across the globe.
Now, it has a role in democracy and shaping future events, doesn't it?
It does, because many of us now, for better or for worse, and you know, when we hear it, we often say that's not us, and it may be true, but many of us are influenced by what's said in some form of social media. We read something, whether it's somebody's opinion or whether it's a political piece put out on X or Twitter, as it used to be called. It has very much a way of ingratiating ourselves in our lives and telling us what might be important. And much of a lot of the media, a lot of conversations, whether we know it or not, has its source back in distribution through a social media network.
What do you think is the future of Facebook and Meta, Morris?
Facebook, strangely enough, is actually losing a lot of its people. A lot of the people that were in it originally have no interest in Facebook whatsoever. It has melded into this thing that is mostly middle age and above, and you'll find many other people now go into other spaces. Having said that, Facebook social media, I think, will change in the next couple of years. It won't be as relevant, but we still will have the information given to us in a different way. And this is really cute conversation about that in 10 or 15 years, Facebook will have more people that have passed on, have become deceased, because their old profiles are still on, than people with new profiles and living.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, happy 20th birthday to Facebook. Morris Missile, thanks for your time. We'll catch up again next week.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.